I'm your host, Who's Taff. Find out on the pod, aka the champion. And to the right, we got
the guy senpai. I'm not doing that. It's always the guy senpai here.
Yup.
That's that. On my right.
And you got Mo has come in with the energy because this dickhead came in on some mellow vibes anyway. Behind the camera, who have we got?
Your boy Tom. And why are you moving like this? Some ASMR video, bro. That's wrong with you?
Well, I just wanted to introduce the audience to me. And this is you. Yeah, the topic I got today was why the fuck is swearing censored? To this day, it doesn't make sense to me. And the main reason I've always had an issue with this is because I feel like it's a lie. I honestly feel like it's a lie and why certain content does better. For example, you watch football. What's your favorite team?
I don't know where this is going.
Man United.
You were thinking for way too long.
I was just confused. I don't know if the love's real. What are you going with?
So we've watched Sky Sports before. Match of the day. Name me the striker of Man United real quick.
Right now?
Yeah. It's a striker, like a guy who scores goals.
Okay, Cavani scores goals.
Rashford, right? The game point, yeah? Final 2 minutes of the game, it's a draw, things are tense.
I feel like you don't know a lot about football.
Rashford. Game point.
That's not a point. Let me tell my story, right? Rashford has the ball, 2 minutes left. He's going in. It's looking, everything's lining up nicely. He boots it. And he misses. I'm talking about he's not even on target. He just misses. You tell me if you're going to say, oh, that's unfortunate. That's a shame.
What, me, myself and I?
Your reaction.
Watching at home.
Watching
myself at home, I'm saying, fuck.
You're saying, fucking hell, Rashford. More. You're absolutely shit. Kick him off, chop his legs off. You're saying everything, fam.
Yeah, okay.
And you watch Sky News and it's like, oh, darn, what a shame. Oh, fuck. To me, the reason why I have an issue with it, that's just one example of like...
They're not supposed to be biased anyway.
No, fair enough. Yeah, not meant to be biased. But for me, it's more like if you're... this is a better example. So Filthy Fellas, yeah? I enjoy that and watch the content because they're not forced to be as professional or as Sky News because they're in industry, right? They're in the industry of... networks and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So they have to wear the suits and talk a certain way when they're watching games or reacting to games or breaking down matches, which some people enjoy and they like, innit? But I feel like there's an element of rawness and realness when people are just genuinely distressed. Like you feel it. Like I feel like you feel it more when someone's reflecting exactly how you feel in that moment. You get me? Where when you're like fully distressed and you're cheering, they're also that cheering in the video when you're watching that reaction. I feel like you feel it more. And even in other aspects like television or music, yeah. I feel like swearing isn't a big deal. And some people might blur the line between swearing and derogatory language. But to me, they're two different things.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Okay, the main difference between why it's okay, I think it's okay for Filthy Fellas, obviously, that man swear. First of all, it's a lot more like laid back. It's not as much in a professional setting. Like it's their biased opinion about what's happening. Sky Sports is broadcasted nationwide.
Yeah.
Okay. Filthy Fellas don't have a young audience. They don't have a very young audience. Sky Sports is broadcasted nationwide. Okay. Normally, just whoever watches football, it's football fans. It's unbiased. Therefore, swearing is normally more of a type of an emotional reaction to everything, first of all. And Sky Sports is more about analysis of what's going on in the match rather than your personal biased opinion.
Yeah.
In my opinion. It's not more a professional setting. Like, it's all about where's appropriate, bro.
And kids watch it too.
Exactly.
Yeah, so to be fair, like, let's not look at the sports thing because, of course, I understand exactly what you lot are saying, but I just mean censorship in just general. Like,
so wait, YouTube
censorship or, like, what swearing is or has become. Like it's sort of limits people from expressing themselves in media or then makes just random shit like, remember ITV, certain things couldn't come on after 9 if they had bad language in it and stuff. Swearing to me is just people expressing unpleasantness. You get me? It's just an expression. It's like, ow. You get me? You stomp your foot, you go, ow. Or sometimes you might go, fuck. But it's still the same. To me, it's the same thing. Like, you're just expressing yourself further or something that just feels better to relieve yourself with.
Yeah.
Because, like, in kids' television, they might go, darn. Like, is that still not them pretty much communicating the same thing? But it's only because the word darn is... doesn't have the stigma around it, I assume, of like, oh, shit.
Okay, but then essentially, we're either going to get into the meaning of words, and whether, oh, what, should all of that just be eliminated and forget about, oh, fuck, dick, bitch, all that kind of stuff, yeah? Like, eliminate the stigma, however you go and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just, what, you live and deal with it. I don't understand what you're going to fight for here.
I'm just saying it's just... deep in the sense, like, for example, TikTok. You can't post a TikTok with bad language in it because they'll take it down, or you can't put shit on the YouTube thing because there's bad language in it. Because, oh, we don't want the children knowing about swear words and all that stuff. Yeah. Like, what are you protecting these niggas from?
Well, tough. I think it's because, what's it called? Okay, if we go, me and you go back home,
mm-hmm.
to Oldham, I would go to, we're in the living room with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to speak the same way you speak around us with my dad?
No.
Why? Because of the stigma.
It's not appropriate. And thing is...
No, but like... speak the same way in terms of what? Like manners?
Would you swear?
Would you swear in front of my dad?
Well, knowing how your dad probably perceives
that language. Would you swear in front of your dad?
No. But that's on his perception of language.
Though. Okay, but thing is, we're old enough to understand when it's appropriate and not appropriate. Mm-hmm. To use certain language. Not even certain language, the way we speak, our mannerisms is different around our parents.
Yeah.
Okay, because we're old enough to understand when and when not to use certain things, you know? But kids, they don't know. Like, I'm not going to lie. They don't want to expose kids to that kind of stuff because they don't know when and where is appropriate. They're not old enough to understand, like, you know, we shouldn't be saying this stuff to my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Because... no matter what, the stigmatism is there. So it's censored because kids can't differentiate between the appropriate environments to use that type of language.
But
that's the reason why it's censored. Again, after 9 o'clock, more time, kids won't be watching TV after that time.
Or even swearing at someone. Is it wrong to express yourself to that degree?
Because, Taff, a lot of
swear... what is the alternative?
A lot of swear words are in a disrespectful manner. Like, if you call someone a bitch... there's no way to say that isn't disrespectful.
That's a rude. It's a rude term.
It's an insult.
It's an insult.
It is an insult. Yeah. But to me, I guess I'm speaking more specifically on like just if you're in the just emotional expression. That's all I'm speaking from it from. Like
first of all, tough. I think there's an issue if you cannot express yourself.
You can express yourself emotionally without swearing. Exactly.
Oh, stub your toe and tell me you haven't fucking
no.
said.
Oh, okay, a bit tough. More time when you're stubbing your toe.
Even when you're playing league. But
I'm not complaining. I do that in the in my own home privately. Yeah. I can swear in my own home. No one's stopping you from saying fuck at home, Taff. So don't complain.
No,
if you go outside and you're pissed at someone and you call them a bitch and then they respond in a negative way, you call someone in a more private or official setting, not private, sorry, in a more professional or official setting, a bitch, and you hold court because of that, whether you lose your job, get docked, pay anything like that, court proceedings, who knows what's going to happen, yeah? And that happens to you. That's on you. You can express yourself emotionally in those settings in other ways. You don't need to say bitch.
I'm not going to lie. There's an issue.
There's not the words.
If you cannot express yourself without swearing. Like, I think... I'm not saying you shouldn't swear.
Exactly.
But I'm pretty sure everyone in this room is capable of expressing ourselves without swearing. It's like saying someone can't express themselves. Someone can't express their distaste for someone without physical violence. Everyone should be capable of using words.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone should be capable of expressing themselves without saying bitch or fuck. I'm not saying you shouldn't use them, but you should be able to do it because in certain environments, it will make people uncomfortable, the fact that you use those words.
So yeah, again, it's just the consequences like that come with that, where it's like you could have that mentality of like, oh, these things aren't that deep, but not everyone has that mentality. So it's sort of like you're complying with that. So like using it in specific scenarios just to, you know, just to be normal or regular.
Is there any time you've wanted to say fuck and you haven't been able to?
School. Like, Sometimes you just want to tell the teacher
she
to
just
shut
you.
Up.
She just you.
Like, oh, you just said any time. You just said any time.
Yeah.
Esteemed one.
Yeah, and I'm shocked. Why? So you want to swear at teachers, what you're saying?
Absolutely. Oh, like you haven't.
No.
I have.
That's what you said.
No, but like, do you feel, are you upset that you weren't able to swear?
Did you feel? No. So my thing's just coming more on that. I just see this, how we are now. And I just think it's sort of unnecessary. That's literally just my
around our views on swear words, like our views on swear words, or the restrictions,
restrictions and censorships. Like TikTok's talking about, oh, a kid might see this or that,
but they might
because like they shouldn't be, in my opinion, censorship is actually necessary. Mm-hmm. Kids shouldn't be able to see certain content, because it would then desensitize them to that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they will think it's okay for them to be just saying it willy-nilly in professional settings.
I understand
or towards people that they shouldn't be saying it towards. I'm not gonna lie, at work, you're there to work. It's not a social thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not there to just have a lollygag, chat about. You're there to work. You're meant to act in a certain way. It's the way society has been built. It's just the way it is.
Mm.
Okay? If a kid can't understand why they shouldn't be able to say that, why they shouldn't say that in that environment, there's a problem, or they don't see the problem with calling someone else. If I go to my boss and he's shouting at me, and I say, you're a bitch. Okay? I say, bitch. And I can't see the reason why that's wrong. Yeah. There's an issue, bro. Yeah.
But okay, so you do mechanical engineer. You've been under the hood of a car, innit?
Yes.
Imagine some shit falls in, fuck.
No, I just grunt.
Is that bad?
No, normally I grunt,
But what's your view on that in terms of like, fuck. Like, you're still in a professional setting, I assume. Like, you're working, but, you've trapped your finger on some shit.
You probably wouldn't get in trouble. You do know that.
Like, if you trap your finger, it's an accident.
No, if you say, fuck. If you hurt yourself at work, you're probably not going to get in trouble.
I think it's different.
For swearing.
Again, it's exactly. Context. But, yeah. Let's say if, you're just typing something, you make a mistake. You shout, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big man.
Probably shouldn't be shouting it though. If you say it,
I mean, it's just normal to just say a little.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we're old enough to understand that there's times where we can do it or not. But kids can, I'm not gonna lie, they don't have experience in those type of settings and they can't analyze the fact that it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
It does make some people uncomfortable. They shouldn't be saying it. That's why they should. Tough. It's. Yeah. The same way that kids get desensitized, if you start showing kids porn at some young age, they get desensitized to it very quickly.
So what I'm more saying is more in terms of language and all that stuff. I'm just saying it's extreme, a proper cleansing. Like you just, my thing's just talking about in a world where it was, we were able to execute that. It's just to flip a switch. This is just me doing a little thought experiment in my head. Like what if we just said, cool, these kids can swear. Cause eventually we know how human cycles work. People grow. You live, you die, so it's the cycle. So we're currently a generation that thinks this way, same way there's a generation that thinks a certain way on race, gender, sexuality and stuff. But all those people that are, let's say, grew up in an era where the homosexuality was rife, all those people are gonna die out. And that mentality dies with them, unless they have children and you pass it on. But then they become a minority of people till eventually they're no more, you get me? So I'm just applying that same line of logical reasoning to swear words, where it's like we have this specific mentality, but they'll probably grow up in a period where it's not like that, where they don't have our views on it anymore, essentially. Like, it's completely unrealistic, but I'm just saying that's why I view it as unnecessary, because if you just wiped it, it's what it is.
Yeah, but if you just wipe it, then they're not swear words. Essentially, you're saying if they're not rude insults, then they're not rude insults.
Yeah.
And then people will be able to say them willy-nilly.
Yeah, essentially, like you said before, right? Like, it's the meaning of the word. Well, I'm guessing you're coming from the perspective where it's like the meaning of the word rather than the word itself. Mm-hmm. As in, like, fuck is a way to express yourself.
What does fuck even mean?
That's the
thing. What does it mean?
On its own.
What does it mean?
On its own, it
I have no idea what that means.
On its own, it essentially means nothing. Even like the same as like, why is the middle finger offensive? But not.
I don't know.
Great point.
Yeah. Even this.
Yeah, this makes no sense.
You just defended me, Tuff.
I can't believe you. And this professional setting up.
This on the podcast on camera. He dared to do this. What does it mean?
He started doing the middle finger.
What does it mean?
The definition of
fuck. What do these mean?
Tough, the definition of fuck. That's a couple of definitions.
Existential crisis.
I want to hear it.
Oh, for fuck. It's like, number one is have sex with someone. No. Number two is to damage or ruin something.
Okay.
He fucked it.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Or what's it called? It can be used alone or as a noun or a verb in various phrases to express annoyance, contempt, or impatience.
Yeah. But I guess what I was going to
say. Is this Urban Dictionary or Oxford?
This is, which dictionary is this?
Yeah, well, that's important too. What dictionary is this?
Surely Oxford Languages.
Yeah.
Oxford Languages.
But yeah, like in regards to the meaning itself, like is like going to it, it's pretty much what Mo said in regards to the fact that the meaning we've assigned to fuck is something that the majority of people could say is like rude and can't be used in certain settings really. Mm-hmm. Now that's assigned to it. So on its own, it means nothing, but as a people, like as, or as a society, like this is what we've sort of assigned to that end.
Do you think it's important? We had the language guy here before. Maybe you should have asked him this. Oh. But do you think it's important to assign certain meanings? Like, do you think it's important to have a word that fills that need?
That's a tricky question. I don't know.
Because like, that word could easily get wiped from the history books. Like, from this day, remove it from the dictionaries and let that word die out. Because bear words have died out from fucking Shakespeare's period where people don't use that stuff anymore. So why can't this one just get left behind?
I think
it's
just about convenience. Like, it's a common feeling. So instead of like saying like some mad whole phrase, you can just assign one word to it. So I think it's just mostly about convenience, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I feel like this word serves a purpose to, you know, insult or offend. You get me? So as people, in the past, there were words that were fulfilled the same purpose, but they're not used anymore. So to me, it's almost as if, like, when you look in the past, it's sort of like, as people, we sort of need those words because we keep coming up with them. Every culture has an offensive word that they use. Every language. There's not... This is just me assuming, by the way, but I'm willing to put my life on it that there's probably a bad word in every language. You get me? Fair enough. It's probably something that we need, but we try and shy away from, but then why is it we all share this thing in common in the world that we have insulting words?
I mean, everybody gets angry. Everyone can be annoyed at somebody else. So...
We need them.
I'm not saying we need them, but if it's something we... Them.
Why?
I don't know if I'd put it down as necessity. Though.
Not all people have certain... Like, bare languages will have different words for certain appliances, tools, or things, or feelings, and blah, 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 and colours and shit. But then insults are just something we all have. We all have insults. Bumbaclot.
Oh my God.
Oloshi.
It makes
me feel away when Taff speaks other languages. I don't know what it is, Taff. I don't know what. I don't know.
Tom, you taught me that.
No, don't do that. Okay, first of all, I didn't just say, yo, Taff, you want to learn some bad words? No, that's fair. No, I think someone said it and you asked me what it meant.
I don't remember that, but I know for a fact I didn't sign up to Yoruba 101, Tom.
Yeah, someone said it because it's Taff. You don't exactly have most Zimbabwean friends. Majority of your friends are Nigerian.
Mm-hmm.
So someone said it, you asked me what it meant.
Yeah, one of my Nigerian friends.
Sorry, I think you played both of us, so I can't lie. But yeah, it's an interesting point you raise, and fucking hell, this is, yeah, it's interesting because, like, as people, I guess, like, even when you think of like why language is there, really, like, you want to express or communicate with your fellow like people. For example, if you see like danger, then you want to be able to describe that danger in as much detail as possible, really, so that the person can be aware of that. Even when it comes to like the way you're feeling as well, the way you're feeling about a particular person too. And as Mo said before, like, if you feel anger towards someone, then you want a way to express that. And I guess people come up with different ways to sort of express certain feelings. So I won't say it's a necessity, really, but it's something people...
It's convenient, bro.
Yeah, it's convenient.
You could say it's human nature.
Human nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, part of human nature, yeah. Like, this conversation sort of reminds me of... I'm not sure if it's appropriate to talk about. You know what I'm... I think Tom knows what I'm about
to
go into.
I want to know.
I was don't know what you're talking about.
Share with the class. Share with the class.
You know the TikTok thing. You know the
The guy with the Jordan.
Inside joke.
The Jordan thing. That guy's just a coon, man. He's a traitor to his own people.
I guess if you think of like words, or like the meaning of words, pretty much describe it to the people. This guy on TikTok, his name's Jordan. He was like, let's start the biggest inside joke on TikTok or on the internet or whatever. And he was like, let's replace the N word with the word Jordan. So he had like bare people going in comments saying like, oh, this Jordan Wilding, this Jordan this, Jordan that. And essentially a lot of people didn't know what was going on, but then eventually came around like, oh, this is the root of that. So I've seen a lot of people call him out. Calling him out for being a coon, for selling out his people. But I guess, is it up to one man now to decide, like, the like to assign a meaning to a particular word? And
they don't hold me to this, but it's sort of like, it's not necessarily the person who starts it, it's the person who's second to it, like, it's the person who follows it. Okay. So the first follower is always important. Like, there's a guy that can stand up and say, I've made a new religion.
Yeah.
But it's the person who's first to follow him that basically validates his new religion. Because once you see one person following it, then there's two, then there's three, and then it builds. Then it becomes established. Like, once there's a group around it, that's when it's mad. Like, one guy doing it is whatever. I've assigned a new word to the N-word, ha ha. But as soon as people take him seriously, that's where the real issue
is. Exactly, yeah.
Like, it's actually, that's why I don't really rate what he did, man. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. Like, because then, it's simply shifting. If the N-word has all this emotion around it, you're basically transferring all those negative things that come with that word from this specific assignment of, assortment of letters to the next one. So we're going from this spelling to that spelling, but we're still carrying the same baggage. You get me? That's all I saw him do, anyway.
Yeah. Well,
I think a black man did that.
But as you said before, though, like...
I awake at night. I can't sleep knowing my people are doing this.
But surely it's on the people who validate it, though.
Yeah.
But he put it out there in the first place.
Like, he put it out there. There was
socially responsible.
No, thing is,
he's naive.
Like, what's called? Again, as I said, when it came to, like, the reason why the word fuck came around is, like, it was convenient. As in a burst of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Saying nigga for black people was already convenient. It was never like banned. The only people who made it convenient for was white people. And the fact that a black, competency. You have to be semi-competent to understand the fact that black people don't need a new way to say nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of people, again, it's meant to be an inside joke, and he did. There's not some platform called Black TikTok, so not just black people are gonna see this video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's just TikTok. Everyone is gonna see this video, and it's making it very convenient for white people to offend black people more time while having the knowledge.
Yeah.
So nothing positive. So, like, in my opinion, he is still carrying. He's still carrying the blame because he did it all for clout because there was no damn reason to do it.
You're giving those who wants to offend black people a passive aggressive way of doing it. So they get the satisfaction of knowing that I've taken a negative sentiment of this word, put it in this word. Now I'm saying it to you. Take that. But you don't know, but I'm satisfied. Like, what the hell's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, but I don't even know if they'll truly be. I don't think if you're trying to insult someone, you can truly be satisfied if they don't know what you're saying.
Nah, some people are happy with that.
Like, if someone cusses you out in another language, but there's a smile on their face, you won't know.
But bro, people used to do that bare times in high school. Like, just be saying bare, like, stuff in their language.
Yeah, if you look it up or if you find out that it's an offensive word, then you feel offended. But before then, you'll be confused if anything.
No, but for me, it's the satisfaction that that person gets from saying. Do you
think they'll be satisfied?
Otherwise,
you out,
why are they doing it? If they're not getting satisfaction,
for what emotion? But I think I'd rather someone know that I'm calling them a dickhead, in any language. Let me just saying it and then smiling towards.
But not everyone's like you.
Yeah, not everyone's like you. Like, I'm telling you, the satisfaction expresses itself in like joy, like a bit of ooh, like I said it, but he didn't.
Like imagine two white lads are like, "All right, look at that, Jordan." Then he's like, "My name is Tom." He's like, "Oh, sorry, my bad."
Yeah,
and they might chuckle to themselves.
Especially in the groups, like in the group setting as well, like they'll get satisfied.
Fair enough. Yeah,
it's an inside joke for them. Like, let's just look at black people and call them Jordan, knowing that. We're not really saying the N-word that they know, but we're still having the same intentions.
But like, aren't they
damn black man? That was disgraceful.
Yeah, I get like the realistic like implications of things are problematic in the sense that a lot of black people don't know that they're actually being called this.
Mm-hmm.
But now for the people who are actually saying it though, aren't they just because if you're assigning a new meaning to the word Jordan now, so now Jordan equals like the N-word, then doesn't that mean that the person saying Jordan is essentially saying the N-word then? So they're still saying something wrong regardless. The N-word is still something that's always existed, but they've found a sneaky way to be able to say it now, but it doesn't change the fact that they're still saying something completely wrong and they shouldn't be let off the hook.
Because the intention is still behind that, I guess.
Yeah. It goes back to what I was saying about just all that energy in that word just got transferred to the next one.
And he can't claim ignorance. If he's trying to do it, that means he's not just a coon, he's a dumb coon.
Yeah, the most dangerous type, huh?
Exactly.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. But yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, is that that?
Yeah, that's that.
Yeah, cool.
This has been Shadows Podcast.
Yeah.
I've been your host, Mo, a.k.a. Cardio B. And I've been joined today by...
Toby the Guy Senpai.
And who the fuck is Taff, the fucking champion?
Jesus Christ.
Your boy, Tom. Make sure you like, you comment.
That's how you know we're not sponsored. This whole episode is proof that niggas aren't sponsored.
But you can fight for your case for why you should be sponsored, even while saying that.
Yeah. Huh. Actually, wait. This episode, will this affect sponsors?
No. Anyway, guys, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Yep.
Make sure you follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Spotify. Tell a friend. To tell that friend, so they'll go then tell their parents, you know, maybe they can see, help their friends, then they can tell their children to then tell their friends.
Waffle Jeez. King.
Yeah, the Waffle King, man.
Yeah.
Them ones, wait, is that me? I'm the Waffle King.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, shit.
It was good waffling, though. It's good.
You know, that's my new time. Yeah, man. Waffle King.
Hashtag Miami, go fund us.
Told you. Slide is you, guys.
Yep. Yeah. That's that sliding out.